the morning to the clear blue sky. Turn up the music when I... Welcome back. You were listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
James, you got a nice... I mean, I know your voice is... You know, you're having trouble, but it sounds rustic.
Nice. Is it really?
Yeah, it's actually not a bad effect.
It's a trill in the back.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost as beautiful as my voice.
It's almost attractive.
Oh, it's got that dark brooding undertone to it. Hold on.
Like the guy scanning the party at the room.
Yeah. Kinda. Wallflower, like, I wish it wasn't here. I'm sorry, I'm getting a call.
Oh god, you were just talking about not getting those either.
Yeah, that would have been awful if we played it on the aux. It is a beautiful...
Oh, it is gorgeous.
And I know I told you, we always talk about how we hate, you know, falling back on the weather as a topic of conversation, but it is really nice out. And I just feel better, you know?
Yeah, it is, I definitely feel more alive today. I think it's because the thighs are out.
Speaking of thighs.
I see your thighs right here.
On the table.
I wish.
It is so... And I see it too. Like, I feel... Other people are just... People smile at you while you're walking. You know, you may actually make eye contact with other human beings.
Right? It's the... you're not looking at your phone, and then you see someone, and then you look down, and as you pass, you slowly bring the head up. I always do that.
Yeah.
That's my go-to move.
I usually pretend like I'm swiping through Spotify. If I see someone coming toward me, and then I look up, and I'm like, oh.
No, it's like, I wasn't doing that at all.
And that's sad.
What, that we can't make eye contact with strangers?
It's very difficult. It's almost...
I can barely make eye contact with people I know.
But I mean, it's a struggle.
It is.
Yeah. It really pains me to make direct eye contact with strangers. Even just like in a brief, I like to smile at people while I'm walking. Like just a little smile. Just like, hey, we're both humans and we're walking together. But like that, people do not respond to a little. They're like, oh! And they look down, they like reach for some other distraction, pull out a ping pong paddle and just start. Like they need anything to keep
the
from
ball in the cup.
A momentary, you know, half a millisecond lock of eyes and a smile. It's just like a nightmare to people.
Absolutely.
But, you know, now that the sun's out, you don't really feel like looking at your phone. I actually went out. I sat on the quad today. It was really nice.
Yeah, I was playing. I was, as they say in, I guess, this campus, flinging the plastic, which is
what?
Code for Frisbee.
Y'all, speaking of things they say on this campus, I sound really nasally right now because I'm all stuffed up.
Oh, but, no, you're fine. Don't worry.
Things they say on this campus that I can't stand. I'm pretty loud. A day party. An event during the day, they call it a darty here.
Yeah.
I call it a dage, and I can't stand darty. It sounds sounds like an old English hat that people would wear. Why don't you put your darty right there when you walk in the door? it's a dage. It's a day rage, not a day party.
Oh, okay.
I
have a different interpretation of dage then.
Well, I just say dage is a catch-all term.
Well, I always thought it started. I mean, it stemmed from day drink. Day drink?
No, dage. Day rage.
Yeah, day rage makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah. No. Dage is as a general catch-all term for everything. I prefer that.
That's fair.
Darty just... I don't know. It feels like... Darty is a...
Darty was the last name of one of my high school gym teachers.
Really?
Well, it was Doherty, but if you say it quick, it's
okay.
Darty.
No, but Darty, yeah, it just sounds like a prissy English slang term. What?
It sounds forced.
Forced?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, Darty just, like, Dage is just so much more smooth, I think.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to find background playlists, and I can't do both, because I'm terrible.
I mean, regardless, back to the thing about the weather being at the best in people. I don't know, I feel... Especially in right now, over the course of the day, things have happened that would normally make me upset or just like kind of annoy me, but I don't care.
It's tranquil. I'm drunk. This, never mind. I'm not even gonna say that. That was a very lame thing to say.
What? Come on.
I don't want to.
Come
say
on.
This. You don't make fun of
me. Our three viewers and me.
I was gonna say I'm drunk off sunshine. I know. That sounds like a Sarah Barry Ellis lyric, but is it Barry Ellis, by the way?
I don't know. All I know is she made a musical when I watched it and I cried.
She made a musical?
Yeah. Really? Wasn't it her? She did Waitress, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to look this up because if I'm correct, because I thought you were making reference to that. First of all, watch Waitress. It's gorgeous. Secondly, I hate you.
Yeah.
And I want you to never speak to me again.
I'm drunk off sunshine.
Yeah, that's such a cliched...
But that's how I feel, James. You can't tell me how I feel.
That's like straight out of a children's book.
Yeah.
Right?
That's kind of how my world works.
I feel like those are very easy to write.
My mom's very good at that.
I feel like they're easy to write.
Ready? You ready for the... This is going to make the Milton family name a fortune.
All right, sure.
Oh, okay. Is that?
Yeah, Sarah Barry Ellis.
Really?
She really did write Waitress.
So what's going to make the Milton family name a household name is my mom's amazing idea for a children's story.
Okay.
Called... Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's not a very good name for a children's story.
No, that's not what it is. Lisa's something. Mom, if you're listening, text me whatever the name of your children's story is. Like Lisa Pizza. Lisa Pizza. There we go. That is going to be the children's story of the century.
But like, what is it?
It doesn't matter what it's about. Okay. She did explain the themes and the morals, but...
Oh, I guess the alliteration.
I'm no literary analyst, so I didn't get it.
Are you not?
No.
I thought that was your major.
That is my major. I'm not good at it.
God. I'm a literary analyst in training. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sorry, you know I'm very distracted. Okay,
it's completely fine. I feel like, I feel like we could get more songs in today. It's a good day for music, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think we should. I think that's a cert. We should try to remove ourselves.
Because now I want to, the playlist I set up, it was not for this kind of weather.
Uh-huh.
It's more of a...
Well, I figure we just play All-Star 10 times in a row.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
We could play Rock... Me, Baby, like Wagon Wheel, or Mama, rather.
Actually, yeah, I'm okay with that. I could do a little bit of a country vibe.
We do one song.
All right. What do you mean in general?
No, yeah,
just one song over the hour.
No. I mean, we could play one song, but we have to play it like 12 times.
All right. Yeah. Rock me like a just the first
rock
line.
Me. Oh God, no! Please don't.
Just repeat it. All right. No, we'll go to that, and I might throw something in there after, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, sure. Let's start off with.
Are we doing this?
Oh, we're starting with that? All right.
Yeah, no, sure. It's up to you. You got the playlist this week. It's up to you.
I think we should end with that.
All right, then what do you want to do?
Hold Me Now by the Polyphonic Spree.
I love them.
It's a great song.
That's
been stuck in my head recently. Shout out to Michelle if she's listening.
All right.
That's how
section 12, parentheses, Hold Me Now. All right, this is section 12, parentheses, Hold Me Now by the Polyphonic Spree. You are listening to Mocha Gumbo. We'll be back in 1 second. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the weather. Stay with us.
He started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally arranged. Someone said with a cold, hard chest, you're a mess. Thought he was twice, he was moving away. 'Cause everyone thinks that it goes away with age. Hold me now, don't start shaking. You keep me safe, they'll never think you're the only one. When times are tough and you're new. He's walking along with a soul in his lungs. You stare at him long, you can find a new song. Everyone thinks they've got him in praise.
come inside it. We could string some lights up the hill beside it. Tonight the moon's so bright, you could drive with your headlights out. 'Cause a little bit of summer's what the whole year's all about. You look fine, fine, fine. Put your feet up next to mine. We can watch that waterline get higher and higher. Say, 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 ain't it been some kind of day? You and me been catching on like a wildfire. You can dance with the dead, you can rest your head on my shoulder if you wanna get older with me. 'Cause a little bit of summer makes a lot of history. And you look fine, fine, fine. Put your feet up next to mine. We can watch that waterline get higher and higher. Say, 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 ain't it been some kind of day? You and me been catching on like a wildfire.
Welcome back. You're still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Shout out to my friend Rocco for giving me all this moral support. Really appreciate it, buddy. Thanks a lot. He's not helping me at all here. I wish I could read these texts out loud, but they're very explicit.
Oh, Lord.
I could change the words around, just substitute, so we don't get into any FCC trouble.
Let me stop lounging with a capital L.
First thing, does anyone actually listen to this radio show? You suck. Send him a smiley face. You probably have like one listener right now, and that's me. I'd say two, but not even your mom would listen to this trash. She's got standards. Send him another smiley face. Oh, and your co-host is... Well, I can't say that.
Wait, let me read it.
Go ahead, read that.
How did he know?
He is probably the most sarcastic and worst person. He's my best friend, though.
No, you are right, Rocco. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate
at least you're honest, right?
Judging the content of my character based on my voice.
Yeah. Well,
no, I mean
that's pretty much all he's got going for him. So if that's not good enough for you, imagine what the rest of them's like.
Oh god. Just imagine the whitest Asian person you can think of. you got me.
They have terms for like. And it's really racist.
Well, yeah, they're all very
really horrible. Racist and reductive, but I don't think there's a term for that.
Oh,
is there? Okay. Don't say what it is. unless we can get away with it.
Oh yeah, it's not like, so I actually got this from watching Aziz Ansari.
Okay.
He was talking about his favorite racial slurs in a comedy special.
Okay. Tread lightly here, James.
Well, no. I don't have to talk. Like it was one of them was Or the whole theme was, like, you could say it on TV, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But they're
yeah.
super offensive. They're just strange. So, a white person who has distant Asian or African roots,
uh-huh.
you say they were, they got a touch of the tar brush. Yeah, right?
What?
As in, like...
I've never heard that.
Yeah, no, because no one ever uses it.
Yeah, I would... If I was in, like a bar, like a saloon... And I heard that from like a raggedy old man, I would leave immediately.
You got a touch of the tar.
You got a touch of the tar in you.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So that's awful.
Just imagine that. That's what you should be picturing right now.
Yeah. No, that's pretty accurate. No, that's not accurate. I don't want to say that. Then that means I agree with the term.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got? Has anything happened in the past week? It's worth in the news, I mean.
In the news?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to that now?
Yeah. I like doing that occasionally. It's been been a couple of shows since we've done that.
Let's, Oh, NASA.
Oh, yeah, the
planets. Oh, my God, that was huge.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was pretty,
It doesn't mean anything, though. Wait, I have a question. You know science.
I am a science moon.
Yeah, you know stuff.
Well, I'm a computer man.
Do you know how far away this star is?
A lot.
A lot? A lot miles.
It's much many, light years. It's many light years. Yeah.
Okay. So they're probably already gone, right?
I mean, you don't know that. I think it's feasible if they're still there, that we could possibly reach and like send probes out and such.
Uh-huh.
But I can't be entirely sure without knowing more information. I only briefly saw I saw 7 new planets and 4 Earth-sized, like, in the habitable zone, and
I
got a massive...
What?
Swell of emotion. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is incredible.
No, that really is cool.
That exact demeanor, too.
I don't know if... How much different would they be from... I don't know if I could get used to another Earth-like planet.
I don't think we'll be alive to be able to.
Well, yeah, but in theory... All right, let's say in theory there was another Earth... Couldn't there be variations of the atmosphere that would make, like, parts of everyday life worse?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, so let's say this planet
is... I'm liking the no background, by the way.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. I don't
mind. I'm trying to grab coffee table
chat. I'm just trying to pull your leg.
Here we go. All right, so let's say that this planet was... Oh, that... You can definitely hear that music player in the background.
No, I don't mind.
Let's say this planet was 4 times the mass of Earth, right?
Okay.
So its gravitational pull is going to be larger.
Yeah.
There's going to be implications to that. It might be an Earth-like planet, sure. But you're going to have to get used to little things that are different. Like, say, for example, the gravitational pull's harder.
Mm-hmm.
Taking poops will probably be easier, for one. So that's a good thing.
That's not the first thing.
But basketball is going to be a completely different game.
Okay.
And... you know, there's a lot of things that just a little increase in gravity are going to make a lot more difficult.
Well, I think... Wow, I'm sorry. Wow, my throat is giving out on me. I think the main thing they were also looking for was the... that the mass of the planets that they were looking at for to be habitable were also similar in size to Earth.
Uh-huh.
Like, almost as Mars is to Earth.
Could we survive on... All right, let's say that it was double the gravitational force on a different planet. How would that change our way of life?
I don't think we could live.
You think we'd have shorter buildings?
No, I mean, I don't think we could live there
Why
as
not?
We are.
Why?
Because our spines would compress.
Really? Just twice the G-force?
Yeah. Hey, going down at 18 miles an hour? Meters per second? Yeah.
It's all that much force.
I think the only reason we can live now is because we have evolved that many years. Like,
all right, so we got to invent something to keep us upright. Like a giant...
Like an exoskeleton.
Yeah, or no, something cool.
Or why don't we just make a device that reverses gravity? Easy peasy.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding. That's...
Why don't you just... You know those things that you use to close bags of Lay's chips? That are, you pinch them and then you close them on the...
Yeah.
Just do a reverse one of those and keep us...
What?
Put it in our spine.
What are you even talking about?
Keep it upright.
No. That's like one of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Are you sure?
Stick to your day job, Kevin. Come
You're
on.
Not an engineer. You don't know anything.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's... Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. Like, I think... I'm pretty sure we would die, though. Like, you would just step foot on that planet and... Like... Just like a soda can just...
And if you were going to eat a sandwich, the amount of energy it took you to get the sandwich from the table to your mouth would probably cancel out the calories of the sandwich, so we would just be very malnourished.
Yeah.
You know, these are the big questions.
Yeah. You're definitely eating sandwiches when you're flat. Like, you're dead.
Would we all just be laying on the ground? Just, that's how our way of life would be. We'd just be vertical.
Oh, you mean like flounder people? Yeah. Oh, God.
Just be crawling. Crawling around the earth.
Oh,
imagine, man. imagine a modern office on an Earth four times the size of ours, and it's just, Johnson, can you get me those behind their on the ground? Business professionals just like, yeah, sure, and they just sort of like use their.
Oh God!
All right,
disgusting.
We're coming up on 25 minutes. It's been about 13 minutes since our last.
Yeah,
song.
Let's toss a song up there.
All right, I'm gonna take the lead on this one, and then we'll follow up with yours.
All right.
I want to go to... Sorry, I'm going to pull this.
Nah, you're fine. My song after Kevin's will be One Minute More by Capital Cities.
Whoa. And, oh, here we go. I want to do something summery because...
You mean summer-ish?
Summer-ish, yeah, true. That's the name of the playlist. I think Jack's Mannequin would be nice for a day like today.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
And, all right. Yeah, here we go. We'll do Holiday from Real. No, I'm ready. There we go. All right, so this is I'm Ready by Jack's Mannequin off of Everything in Transit. Actually has a new band. Don't know the name. I'll have it for you when we come back. But he's making new music if you like Jack's Mannequin, Andrew McMahon. All right, so enjoy the music. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Unraveling with every constellation. Bright lights just to guide the way. Can you see what I see?
Welcome back. You're still listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is still Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still Kevin. And that would be James.
And I'm still alive, don't worry. Oh, God.
It's funny, because we've been complaining. I've been complaining that it's freezing out the past couple days, and now we had one day of beautiful weather, and I'm like,
I'm hot and sweating.
Yeah, and I'm a hypocrite.
You just gotta decide what you want. Do you want it to be hot or do you want it to be cold?
I want it to be 5 degrees colder.
There is no in between.
Yeah, there is. 63 degrees.
It's 68 right now?
No. Is it?
I don't know.
No, 63.
All I know is that I can hear polar bears melting.
It's probably like 70 something right now.
I can hear polar bears dying right now.
Polar bears melting.
That would be.
Do you assume polar bear. James, I bet you actually thought polar bears were made of ice.
Yeah, up until 15 seconds ago, maybe. But, no, that's,
No, I like...
Did you just assume their state of matter?
I'm so sorry. I like fall weather is nice. Like, cool October weather I enjoy when it's 60-something. High 50s, low 60s. It's mid-70s is bordering on too hot for me. I'm very pasty and white and... A little sun reflects off of me.
And then you just blind a poor passerby.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Actually, I'm just clammy.
I'm just an awkward, clammy, sweaty
dude.
It's
fun because I have the weird, like, tannish. Yeah, I don't want to say yellow because, like, it's not.
Uh-huh.
But it's not white.
Yeah. That affords you a little protection.
Yeah, absolutely. It also affords me a bit of... I can't wear yellow, though. I can't wear yellow, I can't wear orange, I can't wear red.
Out of principle, or...?
I just don't like the colors on me. Like, they don't look good on me. I look a lot better in darker, like, blues or grays.
Yeah, my mom actually hates me for that, because I... when I was really edgy... more edgy. I go to my mom one day, and I'm like, Mom? You know, with my copy of Hamlet and my black dyed hair.
And your skull.
Yeah. Yo, Mom. Yeah, sweetie? I just want to wear t-shirts and jeans for the rest of my life. White, plain white tees. When we went... school
really?
Shopping. Oh, I said, God, Mom, no. I want you to buy me 7 pairs of jeans, denim jeans, and just 2 packs of Hanes whites. I wanted to bring back the greaser aesthetic because I don't wear anything well. I wear plain pattern shirts.
Okay.
And just solid color. And they're always either muted colors or white. Just like dark muted colors or white. I'm very
boring. Oh, no, yeah, that's fair. I can't do poppy, like, bright colors. It's just because first of all, they don't work with me, and secondly, they just don't fit my character.
I once had to wear, I think it was 2 summers ago, we were going to see fireworks for the 4th of July on the shore, and I spilled something all over my shirt, and it was sticky and gross.
And, oh, so you took your shirt
off? Well, I was like, anyone have an extra shirt? And my friend gives me this tank top, bright yellow, with like argyle pattern on it.
Ew.
And in big, bold text, it said something along the lines of, my swag doesn't turn off, or something like that.
Oh, Lord. That's,
so here's
that is
me.
So not you.
Just thin, pale, gaunt Jack Skellington in the summer, pale as the sun, wearing my swag don't turn off tank top. Like, and it was like...
You know when people walk by and they look at each other and you're like, oh, man, they're talking about me? They were. Every single person you pass
by. My paranoia has been justified by that.
Just, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just like, what the hell are you wearing?
Oh, it is, I'm starting to lose it here. This is...
Lose what?
I'm extremely hot.
It is very... The studio is like... It's just a greenhouse. It's two windows in a door out.
You wonder why its infrastructure is falling apart. Because of repeated flooding and heat.
Yeah, so all the walls are moldy. Not the malls are moldy.
All the malls are moldy.
The window used to open, but now it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a...
We were upset
about
that.
That is a nightmare.
I mean, property damage is not on my list of things I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we don't have much time left.
I wouldn't mind...
Going to songs?
Not yet. Okay. But I might want to call it a little early, because I'm literally dying in here. It's not helping my sinuses either.
Oh, absolutely. Do you want to...
I say we give another couple of minutes of
combo,
and then we'll cut to the last two. That'll actually bring us to the top of the hour.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I think now is time for the word of the day.
If anyone has any song suggestions, definitely let us know. Judging by messages, it seems like Rocco is listening.
Yeah.
Parents are still listening?
Rocco's not still listening. I doubt it.
Okay. Parents listening?
Yep. And Michelle.
Maybe Michelle, yeah.
Let's see what we got here. All right, the word of the day. We need to get a nice set. Word of the day. The word of the day, sponsored by Merriam-Webster since 1828, is kudos.
And no, it's not.
That is kudos.
It is. It's not kudos.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
The word of the day is kudos.
Well, yeah, but we're getting a different one.
No, we're not. This is a good topic.
I have never said.
Have you ever kudos. Said kudos? All right. Kudos
I've never
is.
Received
not, let's see what the definition is. Fame and renown resulting from an act or achievement. Oh, so.
Yeah, like kudos to you. You got a good grade in your exam.
No, praise given for an achievement or as a noun. Fame and renown resulting from an act or achievement. Prestige.
I have literally never heard
So you that. Could you could say correctly, after that baseball game, I now have much kudos. Or a good amount of kudos.
Oh, God.
Like it's a thing that you carry.
No, it's such a... Not. I don't want to say it's an ugly word, but it's such a not renowned word for meaning renowned. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't sound like you would use that for prestige at all.
Yeah, much like I hate dark. Yeah, it sounds a little kidsy.
Yeah, it know? Is. Like, and ooh, kudos to you.
What
like,
age range? You know how a lot of words are like phrases that are common, like almost idiomatic, are restricted to a certain age group?
Absolutely.
Who the hell says kudos?
Like we say sick when things are cool.
No, different. What do you say? What do we say to someone? What do us millennials say to someone when we're like, oh.
Congrats. Yeah.
Nice.
Sick. What? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Now, kudos to me is an adult talking to a child or an adult sarcastically
all right,
congratulating
if
other adults.
I would never be a father age 50 and my 4-year-old son hits his first base hit and I go, kudos, son.
Well, yeah. Okay. So let me go to my second definition then, which all is right. An adult sarcastically saying it to another adult. Like,
oh, kudos
to you.
Yeah. No one ever.
Yeah, right.
No. Or someone in a position of power, like to their subordinate. I don't think anyone would say like if you're really good.
But like
if you're really good friends with someone,
condescendingly, I feel. Right?
No.
I just feel like it's a condescending. Like
no, it's like
I
old.
Don't think you would ever use it. Actually, I don't want to say actually is a really bad word. Seriously, I guess.
I think if you have severe social anxiety and you're borderline schizophrenic, you use the word kudos. No one ever, if anything, if you do something good, I say nice job.
Yeah, or congrats.
Think about the guy at the office. We're like, yo, Johnson, I heard that you nailed that 427 account. Yeah, I did. Oh, kudos. That's the one guy that says it.
Yeah,
no one says it
that's
normal.
Like, say kudos?
Yeah, kudos, bro. Yeah, nobody ever said, it's not like a thing that, I don't know why it's the word of the day.
I don't think kudos has ever been followed by bro.
Yo, kudos, bro.
Out of the 7 times it's been said in the English history, I don't think it's ever been, yeah, kudos, bro. That's just, those are not two words that go together.
Oh man. All right. I'm dying of heat and I'm stuffed. I can't even breathe
right
now. Yeah,
I'm starting to get sweaty.
I'm stuffed up ridiculously. So, you want to sign us out, James?
Yeah, so you guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Mocha Gumbo, as usual. I'm James.
And I'm Kevin, and we're going to leave you with something. I don't know what it's going to be.
Well, I'm going to play American Money by Borns, or Bjorns.
All right, I guess we'll do that 2 weeks in a row.
Wait, did we play American Money last week? Oh my god, I'm sorry. And I was going to tell my anecdote too, but I told that last year.
What?
Or last semester, last week.
About?
How I started listening to Bjorns.
Yeah. That already happened.
Let's do Anna Sun by Walk the Moon then.
All right, Anna Sun by Walk the Moon. And that Classic. Is it for Mocha Gumbo. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the beautiful weekend. Hopefully it'll remain beautiful. We appreciate your listenership and have a lovely day.
We love the both of you.
Still sore, my back's on the fringes. We tore up the walls, we slept on couches. We lifted this house, we lifted this house. Firecrackers in the east, my car parks out. Your hands on my cheeks, your shoulder in my mouth. I was up against the wall on the west mezzanine. We rattle this town, we rattle this scene. Seatbelt on, wait for summertime.